Hey there, welcome to season four, episode three, the one with the question shift. Now, I feel like this is just a recurring theme. It doesn't really matter what time of the year it is. This is something that my members struggle with on the daily, at least. And that is asking the wrong questions when they're stuck. And this is 100% normal. None of us are generally equipped with the awareness to be able to know what questions to ask. So it is quite often that we will ask the questions that we've been exposed to. And what I mean by that is when we go through school, we're taught to question and answer a certain specific way. And if you have an open head center from a human design perspective, you're going to question things a lot and you're going to want to know the answers to questions that don't actually matter. And then when you understand that 64% of the world population have an open head, so the majority of us, then you can start to see why the questions that you're asking might not be the right questions, particularly if you're stuck. So, what the heck am I talking about? Right? You're probably sitting there going, okay, Lise, I understand what you're saying here, but what questions are you actually saying? So, here's an example. Last week, I was having a conversation with several members about their Black Friday sale, right? Do I do a Black Friday sale? All those types of things. But one kind of recurring question was around what do I do from an email perspective? Like, what does the timing look like? How many emails should I be sending? Do I need to do like a pre-launch sequence? Do I need to be segmenting? Do I need to be excluding? I'm stuck. I don't even know what I should be doing. And here is why those aren't the right questions to be asking. Instead, it's more about tuning into, first and foremost, yourself. What feels easy and fun for you? Because ultimately, if you're always guided by that, then whatever you do will work. There's a layer to the fact that we can't control other human beings, of course. But if you are genuinely doing the things that are easy and fun for you, then it becomes infinitely harder for you to get stuck because you're just always defaulting to these are the things that are easy and fun. So that's the first question that you can kind of ask and answer for yourself. What's easy and fun when it comes to planning out my Black Friday promotions, doing this launch, creating a new offer, whatever it is? That first question is what's easy and fun? And then, secondly, if you are on the human design bandwagon like I am, you tune into whatever your authority is. So there are seven possible authorities, and you will find your own authority on your chart. And if you don't have it, you can head on over to hustleandgroove.com/chart to get your free human design chart with a business flavor. But when you look at your chart, you're looking for your inner authority or your authority. Sometimes it's called that, but if you're specifically looking at the chart from my website, it will say inner authority. That is your decision maker. It literally is the thing that will guide you to the right and correct decision for you. So those are the really only two questions that you kind of have to ask and answer when it comes to getting unstuck. Here's the thing. We are always equipped to be able to figure things out for ourselves, always. Where we run into problems is when we let our head try to control things and try to figure things out for us. Now, there is an element of where we do need some of that processing, where we need some of the problem solving, all of that, 100%. The head is all for that. But where we start to run into trouble is when we start to let the head be the guide, where we start to allow our head make the decisions for us. That's when things start to unravel. And that's when we can end up in this just constant questioning loop. Am I doing the right thing? Is this the right way to do this thing? And I get it, right? We don't want to make mistakes. And for a lot of us, we really are trying to make money and we might not be having the success that we want. And so I want to also remind you that it's very much about doing things from a calm space. Easier said than done when money is the thing that you're after. But if you can be more of a vibe of, I trust that the universe has got my back and I know that things will work out. If that is the vibe, then things will work out. But you have to constantly be reminding yourself about that because your head is 100% going to chime in with why that is not actually going to be the case. And so your very simple action step is this. Whenever you find yourself getting stuck, and in other words, you're in like this questioning loop, step back, ask yourself the question, how would this be easy and fun? And tune into your own inner authority. What is the way that you make a decision? And allow that to be the guide. And then if that's still not working, trust in the universe, trust that things always work out because they always do. If you just allow the timing to rearrange everything in your favor.
So thanks for joining me for another Simple Success session.
And if you loved what we were chatting about today, then I would love to see you come and join us in the 1K Lab membership. It's just $19 a month and you will get everything that you need to learn how to sell inside your emails whilst also growing a community of people who actually resonate with what it is that you do. You can learn more about that at hustleandgroove.com/the1, as in the number one, the 1K Lab. I can't wait to chat with you in our next episode. Your business does get to be easy and fun. You just have to allow it to be so. See you next time.